ですよ。How much joy is in my heart to be with you at the Lord's table.
我没办法发表我里面何等的快乐，能够与弟兄姊妹一起在主的桌子前。
As we sang to the Lord and remembered Him, this brings joy into my heart.
当我们一同纪念主，向主歌颂，这个就主就把喜乐赐给我。
We have really enjoyed again to have a fellowship with you this these few days.
这几天我非常享受与弟兄姊妹一起的交通。
So I thank the Lord today for His word.
我们也为了他的话语，我们感谢主。
I'd like to ask you to turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 6.
翻到马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6, beginning to read at verse 5 to verse 15.
马太福音第六章从第五节到第十五节。马太福音第六章第五节到第十五节。
Remembering that the portion of scripture that we're going to read today is a part of the Sermon on the Mount.
这个是在登山宝训我们主所讲的话。
This is a sermon that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to his disciples.
这些话是我们的主给他的门徒的。
And I'm reminded of an incident that I heard about this sermon.
我听过一个事件关于这个讲道。
Many years ago, there was a man who traveled with John Wesley. John Wesley traveled very much preaching in England. And there was a man by the name of Perronet that traveled with him.
有一个人叫 Perronet, 很多年前常常跟约翰威斯利到处讲道，他就跟他一起旅行。
And John Wesley was always wanting this brother to preach.
约翰卫斯理一直很希望这个弟兄能够来传道。
But he would never agree to preach.
但是这位弟兄从来不答应。
One day, they were in a meeting, and John Wesley, without telling this brother anything about this, he said, Today, Brother Perronet is going to give the message.
在一次聚会当中，约翰卫斯理没有告诉这个弟兄任何事，在聚会的时候他就报告说今天我们 Perronet 的弟兄他今天要教什么。
The brother was ready.
但是我们弟兄准备好。
He stood up.
他就站起来。
And he said to the people.
他就对大家说，
You are about to hear the greatest sermon that has ever been preached.
你将会听到一个最好的讲章。
Then he read Matthew 5, 6 and 7 and sat down.
他第一五六七章读过他就坐下来了。
I make no claim that this is going to be the greatest sermon that you've ever heard.
我今天没有讲到你今天我听了最好的这讲道。
But this is a wonderful message.
但这个是一个很奇妙的一个信息。
So I want you to follow in your Bibles as we read these 10 verses.
我希望你们跟着圣经跟着我们一起来读这十节圣经。
And these are the words of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣的话。
Beginning to read Matthew 6 and verse 5.
第六章第五节。
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
第五节，你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，在站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，故意叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
你祷告的时候要进你的内屋，关上门祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报答你。
But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking.
你们祷告不可像外邦人用许多重复的话，他们以为话多了必蒙垂听。
Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him.
你们不可效法他们，因为你们没有祈求以先，你们所需用的，他们的父早已知道了。
After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
所以你们祷告这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us this day our daily bread.
我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们。
And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。
For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
你们饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必饶恕你们的过犯。
But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses.
你们不饶恕人的过犯，你们的天父也必不饶恕你们的过犯。
Just join me in another word of prayer.
好，请大家跟我一起有点祷告。
Father, thank you for your wonderful word.
天父，我们谢谢你奇妙的话语。
And we thank you this morning that without any reservation you gave us your Son.
我们为着你毫无保留把你儿子赐给我们，我们谢谢。
We want to humble ourselves before you this morning.
今天早晨我们愿意谦卑在你面前。
Thank you for the great privilege we had to remember our Lord Jesus.
谢谢你给我们的权利能够在这里纪念。
And thank you for your presence here today.
谢谢你今天与我们同在。
We know that you're here.
我们知道你在这里。
We know that you're speaking.
我们知道你在说话。
Give us ears to hear what you're saying.
给我们一个耳朵能够再次听到你的话。
Bless your word.
祝福你的话语。
Have increased, Lord, in fruitful, great fruit from this morning's time.
主啊，愿你增加这许多的果子在我们身上。
We ask it together in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们一起在这里奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. The hymn we sang this morning is very closely related to God's eternal purpose for every one of us.
今天早晨我们唱的诗歌跟神永远的心意在我们身上很有连接。
Every one of us is very special and unique to the Lord Jesus.
我们每一个人在神眼中都是独特的。
He knows everything about us.
他对我们什么都知道。
And he loves us with a unique personal love.
他爱我们是独特的爱我们。
And he works according to his own design in each of our lives.
他照着他对我们的创造工作在我们身上。
But he has one common goal.
他有一个相同的一个目标。
And that is he wants to conform us to the image of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
神要把我们磨成像他的儿子耶稣基督。
He has this in his heart and in his mind all the time.He wants to conform us to the image of the Lord Jesus Christ.
在他的心思里面，他拯救我们乃是要把我们磨像他的儿子耶稣基督。
Initially, Adam was made in the image of God.
最早亚当被造的时候是照着神的形象造。
We know that because of sin, we have fallen far short of that image.
但是因为犯罪了，这个离开神要造成那个形象。
But God sent the Lord Jesus Christ to reconcile us with Himself.
所以神就把耶稣基督差来，使我们能够与神和好。
And when the Lord Jesus Christ came, all the ground was settled and arranged for us to be conformed to the image of God.
所以当主耶稣来到地上，所有与神和好的条件都有。
So I want to speak to you about something this morning that all of us can do, something very simple that anyone can do, and yet something so difficult that I think few people do it.
我今天早上愿意跟大家交通的，这个看来是很简单，每个人都可以做的，但是有时候看起来做起来很难。
My burden or my message this morning was born in my heart in Cuba in February.
我今天愿意跟你们交通的这个负担是给了我，当我二月份在古巴的时候。
We were gathered with some brothers and sisters in a house church in Cuba, and.The Lord had just answered wonderful prayer.
当我与一些弟兄姊妹在家庭教会里面的时候，
When we arrived in the country, we were told by a pastor in Havana that when we arrived in Santa Clara, we would not be able to preach in the house church as we thought we would be able to.
到了 Havana, 这个牧师告诉我说你不可以在家庭教会里面传道讲道。
When we were in Cuba in September of last year, we were interviewed by the government twice.
去年九月我到古巴去，政府把我召见了两次。
And we were prevented from going to the house church and meeting with the brothers and sisters there or riding in their car. On that time, because we only had a tourist visa.
因为我那时候只是旅游的签证，所以我被禁止与在家庭教会里面的信徒们来往，甚至坐他们的车。
So when we were interviewed by the government, they told us, "When you come back, come with a religious visa."
So 这是政府说，如果你再回来了，拿一个宗教签证的回来。
And we understood that if we had a religious visa, we could preach anywhere in the country. And do many things if we had a religious visa.
So 我那时候就明白说，只要我拿到宗教签证的话，我在可以在这个国教在那这个国家里哪里都可以传道。
So in February when we arrived, the Lord had provided for us a religious visa.
So 2月份我去的时候，主给了我们一个宗教的签证。
But his brother said, even though you have a religious visa, you will not be able to preach in the house church.
这位弟兄告诉我，你这是。就是拿到宗教签证，你还是不可以在家庭教会里面。
So after a number of days of traveling in Cuba, we arrived in this town where this pastor in Havana had said that you will not be able to preach.
So 到古巴，我到了这个小镇这个弟兄还是说你不可以。
And the leaders in the house church told us that this was the situation.
这个家庭教会的带领的告诉我，这个是这个情况。
So we gathered together with the leaders and decided to pray and ask the Lord to intervene.
So 我就跟这些教会里面的带领的，我们一起祷告，求主参与干涉这件事。
And we prayed together, and the leader said, "I'm going to phone the government tomorrow morning."
我们祷告完了，这个聚会的带领的弟兄就说，明天早晨我就要打电话给政府的负责人。
The next morning, she phoned this government official.
So 他就打给这个干部
and said, "I need to have an interview with you." And this government official said, or she said, "Today." And he said, "I cannot meet with you today. I'm on my way to Havana. Please tell me on the phone what you want to know."
他说我这个姊妹说我要跟你政府能够谈一件见面。那个干部说我没时间跟你见面，但你可不可以电话跟我说什么事？
She said to him.Do you remember this Canadian couple that were here in September?
他就回答说，你记不记得在加拿大来的一对夫妻？
And you interviewed them and told them that they were to come back with a religious visa.
你曾经告诉他们说，只要他们拿着宗教的签证回来。
And they understood that if they came with a religious visa, they could preach in. And now they're here, and I want to know what they can do.
那他们这是真的拿着宗教签证来了，也他们现在在这里了。你可以告诉我，他们可以怎么做吗？
And this man said, "They can preach. They can do whatever you want them to do. And if you have any trouble or problem, send the people to me."
So 他就说，这干部就说，我们弟兄可以在哪里都可以讲道如果遇到困难的，把那些人带到这个来见。
I believe that we were all convinced that God had answered prayer and intervened.
我们都很相信主在这里答应了我们的祷告，并且干涉了这件事情。
God had touched that man's heart, even though he didn't know it.
神已经碰到那个人的心，就算他也不知道。
You know the Bible says, both in a positive way and in a negative way, that everything is possible with God, and there is nothing that is impossible with God.
不管是正面的、负面的，在神凡事都能。
So when we belong to God, we need to remember that everything is possible with Him.
我们既然是属主的，记得一件事，在神没有难成的事。
And nothing is impossible with Him.
没有一件事他不能做。
So we thank the Lord, as we had this opportunity there, the brothers and sisters in leadership wanted me to preach many times, and we shared, and the Lord put this burden on my heart that I'm going to share with you this morning.
我在那里有很多机会跟他们交通，所以我在那里交通，我这个负担也愿意跟你们交通。
My burden focuses on verse 6.
我的负担是在第六节。
I'd like you to follow with me again as we read verse 6.
Matthew 6:6.
But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly.
你祷告的时候, 要进你的内屋, 关上门, 祷告你在安中的父, 你父在安中查看, 必然报答你。
In this translation that I'm reading from, we have the word closet.
这个他用的版本里面有这个橱柜。
What is your translation?
Inner house.
Inner house.
Inner, yeah.
Okay. I want to substitute another word for the word closet or inner house. I want to use another word.
我愿意用另外一个词，跟橱柜里面或者是内室。
I want to use the word sanctuary.
这个，我愿意用一个是这个sanctuary。
Help him! There's got to be a word in Chinese for sanctuary.
我不愿意用教堂这个字哈，但是就是说圣所，或者用圣所。Okay.
Sanctuary.
这是圣所。
Well, we could say into your room.
或者进去你的房间,
or into your secret place.
进去你最秘密的地方。
Now, I want to point out to you that in verse 5 and 6 and 7, Jesus said this.
5, 6节, 主耶稣这样说,
when you pray,
当你祷告的时候,
he did not say, if you pray.
他没有说, 如果你祷告,
now there's a big difference.
那有很大的差别。
And there's a reason why he said.
为什么主这样说?
Jesus expects us to pray.
耶稣期望我们祷告。
Prayer is a mystery.
祷告是一个秘密。
It is a mystery because we know that our God is God alone.
我们知道我们的神是独一的神。
He is sovereign.
他是全能,
he is supreme.
他是最高的,
he made everything.
都是他造的,
he can do anything.
他可做任何的事,
and yet he has ordained it that we should pray.
并且他叫我们要祷告,
and not only us,
不止我们,
but God's own Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, lived a life of prayer. He lived in the closest communion and fellowship with his Father. And many times he left the disciples and left what was going on. Even though it seemed to be very prosperous, he would leave it and go away and spend time alone with his Father.
就算他有时候跟门徒行些神迹，很多人好像很成功，但是他还是有时间自己退去，是跟他的父神交流。
If Jesus did this,
如果耶稣要这样做,
how much more we need to do this?
我们呢, 是不是要做得更多?
And so he says to the disciples, and he says to us,
所以他对这些门徒说，也对我们说,
when you pray,
当你祷告,
don't be like the hypocrites.
不要像那些假冒为善的人。
They love to pray in the synagogues or standing on the street corners so they can be noticed by men.
他们要在会堂里祷告，或者在十字路口祷告，大家都看见。
Don't be like that.
不要做那个事。
They have their reward.
他们已经得到他们的赏赐。
Their reward is that they were noticed by people passing by.
他们的赏赐，所有走过的人都看见。
Don't be like that.
不要这样子。
When you pray, don't be like the heathen.
当你祷告，不要学着这些异教。
I was a heathen once.
我曾经是一个异教徒。
Far from God.
离开神很远。
But God in His mercy sent this glorious gospel into my life.
在他的怜悯中把这荣耀的福音赐给我。
Jesus says, don't be like the heathen.
他说不要像这些异教徒。
When they pray, they think they're going to be heard because of their much speaking. Don't be like that.
他们祷告以为讲很多话, 神就会听。
No,
不要这样。
When you pray,
当你祷告,
enter into your secret place,
进入你最隐秘的地方,
into your sanctuary,
进去你的,
into your room,
进去你的房间,
and close the door,
关上门,
and there pray to your Father who sees in secret.
向你在暗中的父祷告, 他在暗中查看,
and your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly.
当你的父在暗中查看, 会在明处赏赐你。
Now I want to ask you a question.
我要问你一个问题。
And I'm thankful.
我很感谢主。
Up until this point, in our time together, I have your attention.
我很高兴到现在大家也看着我。
I'm very thankful for that.
我感谢主这件事。
But I want you to listen now very carefully. I'm going to ask you a question.
我要问你们一个问题。
I don't want you to answer it.
你不需要回答。
Outwardly.
不用公开的回答。
Don't shake your head.
不用摇你的头。
Don't nod your head.
也不用点你的头。
Don't say amen.
也不用说amen.
Don't do anything.
不用做任何事。
Just answer it in your heart.
在你心中回答这个问题。
Because remember,
记住,
God sees in secret, and God is looking into our hearts.
神在暗中查看,
even while we sit here this morning, God is looking into our hearts. So here's my question.
我的问题是,
remember, you're not going to give me any indication about an answer. Do you have a sanctuary?
在你的 生活中你有没有这个隐秘处?
Do you have a secret place where you go daily to meet God?
有没有一个地方是你的每天都是见你的父神?
I don't know the answer that you may be giving to the Lord for that question.
我不会知道你们的答案,
but we know from the scripture that we've read this morning
今天早晨读了,
that Jesus said, when you pray, you need to have a sanctuary where you can go and be with Him.
当你祷告的时候,你需要一个隐秘的地方, 你需要一个地方向他。
Prayer is amazing also because God answers prayer.
祷告是很奇妙的,因为神答应祷告。
And I don't know what God does when He is delighted. I don't know.
我们不知道当神的心欢喜的时候,
but the Bible says, the prayer of the righteous is His delight.
但圣经说,义人的祷告是神的心欢喜。
I believe that we can paraphrase that and say that God is delighted when we pray.
我们可能要改一改的就是说,当我们祷告,神的心就欢喜。
In fact, He's waiting for us to pray.
其实他是在等着我们去祷告。
He is waiting for us to come to that secret place. He's waiting there to meet with us.
神一直在那隐秘的地方等着我们去那里向他祷告。
And every one of us needs to have this secret place, and we need to go there and spend time with Him every day.
我们每一个人都需要有这个隐秘的地方，每一天都能够去那里跟我们的神。
Our life as a Christian depends on this.
我们基督徒的生活就靠着这个。
He is our life. And there is a lifeline between from Him to us. And that lifeline is prayer. And so He says, when you pray,
所以他说,当你祷告,
go there.
去哪?
I'm speaking about individual prayer. Now I want to try to tell you a number of reasons why I believe this is so important for all of us. I already told you the first reason is because the Lord Jesus Christ not only said this, but He did it.
我们的主不止这样说,
in fact, he was never out of communion with His Father.
啊, 我们的主从来没跟神的交通断绝过。
Even when He was on trial, when he was suffering abuse from we who he created, he was still in fellowship and communion with his Father.
当主在受试炼的时候, 就算他被, 所有我们的罪人在辱骂他的时候,
I think I'm right in saying there was only one time when that fellowship was broken.
只有一次那个交通断,
and that was on the cross.
直到我们的主被挂在十字架上,
with all of our sins and all of the sins of man that he, God had created were upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Father turned away from him.
当全人类的罪都摆在他身上的时候，我们父神就离开了。
I think that's the only time.
我相信这是唯有一次。
Because he was bearing our sins on the cross.
因为他承担了我们所有人类的罪在十字架上。
Jesus did this.
耶稣基督这样做。
So he gives us a command.
所以他给我们一个命令。
And he says, when you pray,
他说当你祷告,
you do this.
你这样做,
go by yourself somewhere.
自己去一个地方。
Now maybe, I don't know, but in Cuba, I know that it's privacy is very difficult to have.
在古巴你要有隐私的话是很难有的。
It's very different than America.
那跟在美国是很不同的。
Maybe it's something like this some places in China, I don't know.
可能在中国也有类似的情况。
But in Cuba, the families, because it's so difficult for young people growing, getting married and having their own home or their own apartment, it's so difficult. They move in with other members of their family, and the family grows bigger, but the house doesn't grow bigger, and it's very difficult to have a private place.
在古巴这个就算年轻人结婚了，他也没办法搬出去，所以就住在家里，所以家里的人呢越来越多，那房子还是一样大。
So sometimes, you know, Jesus understood that.
耶稣知道这件事。
Because he didn't have a house, he didn't have a place to lay his head.
我们枕头的地方都没有。
So sometimes he went into the out in the mountain, sometimes outside, and there, wherever. He met with his Father.
所以有时候他到山上，他就在那里，跟他的父神来相遇。
It's in the secret place, alone, that we get to know him.
只有在这个隐秘的地方，我们开始认识他。
Prayer is so important to God.
祷告在神面前何等不重要。
In fact, we know that God can do anything. Yet he chooses to wait until somebody will pray.
但是他愿意，他选择等到有人祷告。
There are some people in America today that believe very strongly that judgment is coming to America.
现在在美国很多人都已经相信说审判快要到美国了。
Because of the sins of this country.
有因为这个国家犯罪。
And Canada is right going together with the U.S. as far as these sins are concerned.
加拿大跟美国关于罪的问题是一样的。
Just one sin, the sin of abortion. Millions of lives have been snuffed out in America and Canada.
就讲一个就好了，堕胎，千千万万的生命就这样没掉。
And so there are some godly people that believe that judgment is coming to America. And maybe coming very soon.
所以有一些敬畏神的人就觉得这个神的审判要到美国了，可能很快就到。Now
why should we pray?
那为什么我们要祷告呢？
We should pray for America.
我们应该为美国祷告。
Because there is something that happened in the scriptures.
因为在圣经里面有这样说。
When Israel was living in a very evil way before God.
当以色列民在神面前犯罪。
And God was going to judge the land. You can read about it in Ezekiel.
你在以世界书你可以读到,
the prophets were not serving the Lord, they were evil. The priests were not serving God, they were living far from God.
就算是祭司,
the people had turned their back on God for and were serving idols.
And God
was saying through the prophet Ezekiel that judgment is coming.
就对先知以斯节说,
and then there's this verse. And I sought for a man who would stand in the gap and pray and make up the hedge. Why? Because he didn't want to destroy the land.
我在寻找有没有一个人 愿意站在这个破口，以致我不会来审判这个地方。
And God was looking for one man, one person that would pray. And it's as though God would have changed courses and not brought the judgment.
所以神还在等，还在寻找有没有一个人愿意站在这个破口，以致神说我不把审判带到这个地方。
So why do we need to have a sanctuary?
为什么我们需要有这样的圣所在这个地
方？ Because we need to pray for our country.
因为我们需要为这个国家祷告。
And you brothers and sisters need to pray for China.
你们弟兄姊妹可以为中国祷告。
You need to pray for the countries of the world.
或者为了世界上一些国家祷告。
That God would open the life gate in these countries. God is doing it, but there are still many that need to be saved.
但愿主能够开启这生命的门。
Why did God limit himself and wait for someone to pray before he would work?
为什么神要限制他自己，要等人祷告他才做呢？
When you read books about revivals, you will find that every revival in the earth has happened, began with prayer.
如果你去读复兴的这历史的话，每一个复兴都是从祷告开始。
And because God wants to be our, He wants to take us into His workmanship to make us co-workers with Him.
因为神要把我们带到能够与他能够做一个同伴同工的人。
And so He waits for us to pray.
所以他等我们去祷告。
In the secret place,
在这里面
is where the great triumph of the Lord Jesus Christ is ratified in our lives.
这个隐秘处。乃是神最大的得胜在我们的身上。
In the portion of scripture that we read, six times, I believe, we have this little phrase, Your Father, our Father, our wonderful God. Think of it. If we have been born of God, God is our Father.
这圣经我们刚刚读大概有六次谈到你们的父我的父
He's a wonderful father
他是一个何等荣耀的父
The Bible also says that God is love
圣经也说神就是爱
I don't know what kind of father you had on the earth My father I don't know I didn't have very much relationship with my father
我不知道你们的地上的父亲是怎么样
But
我自己跟我的父亲没有太大的
But God adopted me
但神接受我
And made me his child.
啊，使我成为他。
And now when I speak to him, I speak to him as my father.
所以当我现在跟他讲话的时候，我像父讲话。
In this prayer that Jesus said for the disciples to pray,
当耶稣在这里说劝他的门徒要祷告
，we have this phrase.
我们有这一句话。
Lead us not into temptation.
不叫我们遇见试探。
Are you tempted?
你有没有受试探
？That's a silly question.
这个、
We're all tempted.
你说这个无稽的问题，我们都受试探，每天都受试探。
Jesus was tempted.
耶稣也受试探
，drastically tempted.
非常严重的试探。
How do we overcome temptation?
我们怎么胜过试探呢
？We overcome temptation by spending time in a secret place with Him.
我们要胜过试探，只有在这个隐秘处与他。
And we cry out to Him.
我们向他呼喊。
Don't bring us into temptation.
不要叫我们遇见试探。
And when we are tempted, show us a way we can escape.
当我们受试探的时候，求你给我一条路能够出去。
Because the Scripture says,
也就是因为圣经说
，He will not allow you to be tempted above that which you're able.
他不会叫你受的试炼啊，试探超过你所能受。
But with the temptation, He will also make a way of escape.But you need to be in fellowship with him so that you'll know that way of escape.
但是你要跟他有交通，你才知道哪一条路可以出去的。
And so we need this time alone with him every day.
我们需要每一天有这个时间跟他在一起。
It's in the secret place that we learn to recognize his voice.
也在这个隐秘处，我们开始知道。
You know what Jesus said.
耶稣怎么说
My sheep know my voice.
我的羊听我的声音
They hear my voice.
他听得懂我的声音
So it's there, alone with him, we begin to recognize, Lord, that's what you're saying.
只有在这个隐秘的时间里面，我们才开始知道主怎么说话
It's so important.
非常的重要
For every one of us.
对我们每一个的重要
To begin to recognize the voice of our shepherd.
我们知道我们要听得懂我们的牧者的声音
He's a wonderful shepherd.
他是一个奇妙的牧师
And even a child can learn these things.
就算一个小孩也可以学
Even a little child can go into their room and pray. God listens to the prayer of children. I know I told you a story that happened in China. I think I've told you before. A little girl, about 8 years old. She was a Muslim. Her family was a Muslim family in China. But she had the opportunity to go to the missionary school. And there she heard about Jesus. And God filled her heart with love for the Lord Jesus. He was her hero. When she went home, she wanted to pray to Jesus. And her father slapped her, said, "No, you don't pray with Jesus in this house." But one day, this family was probably one of the wealthier families in this village. And the father looked over the horizon and saw some dust and some horses coming. These are these bandits. They're going to come and rob us. They have done this before. So he had an idea. He took his little girl and put her in a room and said, "Now pray."
Shut
the door. So you see, she didn't have to go into the secret place alone and shut the door. Her father put her there. And this is what she said. She just lifted her heart to the Lord.
She said,
"Lord, now's your chance."
"Now's
your chance. Now's your chance." And God knew what she meant. And those bandits came to that compound. And the leader tried to get his horse to go into the gate. He kicked the horse to try to get him to go through the gate into, they were going to rob the place. And the horse wouldn't do it. Refused. And this man, the leader, said, "Let's get out of here, man. There must be some demons in here. Let's leave." Whatever they thought, we know that God answered the prayer of that little girl. So that's why I said, everybody can do this. It's the easiest thing for us to do. But at the same time, it's the most difficult thing to do. Consistently. Day by day, it's most difficult to do. Why? Because we are so busy. We are all so busy. And if you wait for time to come and somehow God to drop a portion of time in your lap, it won't happen. We have to be violent with our self-life.
And
we have to take time from something else. Sometimes we have many responsibilities. And the only thing that we can take time from is our sleep. Then take time from your sleep. And go into the secret place. And there God will begin to work in your life. It's in the secret place that we learn to worship and praise the Lord. When you go to the secret place, you don't do all the talking. It's a time to listen. It is a time to talk to the Lord. But it's like any relationship. You may say some things, and then you wait. And you say, "Lord, what are you saying?" And you listen. And it's there we learn to worship and to praise Him. Brothers and sisters, do you need me to remind you that we are in a battle? We as Christians are in a war. And Paul tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 that there's an armor that we need to put on. It's Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
We need to hide in him.
我们需要藏在他里面。
But there are some weapons that we can use in this battle.
在这个战场上我们有些武器可以用。
And one of the weapons is praise.
有一个武器就是祷告。
Praise is a weapon.
赞美就是一个武器。
And you can read the stories in the Old Testament.
我们在旧约里面遇到这些事情。
When the people began to praise the Lord,
当这些人开始赞美神,
when they humbled themselves and began to worship and serve God,
当他们愿意谦卑下来开始敬拜神的时候,
when they began to sing, God worked.
当他们愿意歌颂的时候, 神就工作。
And when God works, nobody can stop him.
当神开始工作, 没有人能够停止他。
Not like us.
不像我们呢。
He can save 3,000 in one day.
他可以拯救三千人。
He can save 5,000 more in another day.
他可以一天五千人得救。
He can slay 180,000 in one battle.
他也可以一次杀一万八千人。
Nothing is too difficult for him.
对神来讲没有太难的事。
But he's waiting for us to pray.
他在等着我们祷告。
And to praise.
也去赞美。
And to worship him.
也去敬拜他。
Do we believe he's worthy?
我们究竟相不相信神是配得过的？
Oh, he alone is worthy.
唯有他独特是配得过的。
And it's here we learn this.
也是在这里我们学了。
Just begin to praise him.
我们就学习赞美他。
Now there's something happens when you go into the secret place.
当你进去这个隐秘处。
And as I've been sharing this message with different people, I begin to realize that I'm not the only one that this happens to.
当我跟很多人在交通这个事情的时候，我发现不是我有这样的经历。
You go to pray.
当你进去祷告
get alone in a room with God,
一个人跟神
and you fall asleep.
你睡着了。
Now, I have some good news for you.
我给你一个好消息。
I do not find this in the Bible.
我的圣经没有找到、这个、
I cannot say this is what the Lord said.
我这个也不能够说是主说的。
This is what Ben said.
这个是我说的。
But I think it's good counsel.
但是我相信这是对你们上好的。
When you fall asleep,
当你睡了
have a good sleep.
好
have a little nap.
打个盹
And when you wake up,
当你醒过来
begin to pray again.
再开始再
begin to praise the Lord.
再次赞美
and worship him.
敬拜他
Don't be condemned.
不要受控告
because Jesus doesn't condemn us.
耶稣不控告我们
No, he loves us.
他爱我们的
and sometimes he puts us to sleep.
他有时候他就是让我们去睡
he wakes us up.
有时候他叫你起床
But don't be condemned.
不要被控告
because the devil wants to condemn us.
因为仇敌就是要控告
Don't accept it.
不接受这件事
Have a good nap.
好好打个盹
Wake up.
你醒过来
Worship the Lord.
敬拜我的神。
If you're late for work, praise the Lord.
如果你临时到上班，赞美主。
That's what I said. Now you know that sometimes when I go into the secret place, I fall asleep.
到隐秘处有时候我就睡着了。
And someone came to me recently and said, I'm so glad you said that. So I knew what they meant.
有人来告诉我，我好高兴你讲这个事情。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹。
Our greatest need is to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
最大的需要就是认识耶稣基督。
By divine revelation.
靠着他神圣的启示。
How do you get to know God?
你怎么来认识神呢?
Only if he reveals himself to you.
只有他向你自己而启示。
There is no other way.
没有第二条路。
You can gain information.
你可以接受一些消息。
Natural knowledge.
你可以得到一些知识。
You can gain much knowledge from the scriptures.
你或者在圣经里面得到很多的知识。
And we need to take our Bibles into the secret place.
我们需要把圣经带到我们的隐秘处。
But knowing God only comes by divine revelation.
要认识神，只有他神圣的启示。
And when we go into the secret place alone with Him, we give Him the opportunity.To reveal himself.
如果我们愿意进到这个隐秘处，我们就给神一个机会，把他自己启示给我们。
I will tell you my own experience.
我可以告诉你我自己的经历。
The greatest thing that ever happened to me is when I got alone with God.
最大的事情在我身上发生的都是我。
He began to reveal himself to me.
房间里面，他自己向我启示。
Nothing can compare with this.
没有什么能够跟这个相。
How do you get to know him?
你怎么去认识他?
We get to know God through the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们认识神经过耶稣基督。
That's what he said to the disciples.
但是他对门徒们。
They said to Jesus.
他们对耶稣说。
Show us the Father.
他们对耶稣说。 把父神给我看。
And he said to them,
但耶稣对他们说,
Have I been so long time with you?
我已经这么久跟你们在一起。
And don't you know me?
你们还不认识我?
If you know me, you know the Father.
因为如果你认识我就认识。
He came to reveal him.
因为耶稣来就是要把他启示出来。
Yes. And it's when he reveals himself to us, we're changed.
当神向我们启示了，我们就改变。
We're in another realm of on that way to being conformed to his image.
我们就在另外一个区域里面能够被磨成他的形
象。It happens by divine revelation.
这需要是神圣的启示。
He opens the eyes of our spirit.
他开启我们灵里面的眼睛。
The eyes of our understanding.
我们悟性的眼睛。
And we see something we never saw before.
我们看到一些是我们从来没见过。
Something about the Lord Jesus Christ.
一些关于耶稣基督的。
And this delights the heart of God.
这个是神的心欢喜。
And it happens most of the time in a secret place.
这是通常都在一个隐秘处的时候发生。
It's so important.
这个是非常的重要。
In the secret place,
在这个隐秘处,
we learn to minister to the Lord.
我们也能够跟主在谈话。
Do you remember reading in the Old Testament?
你知道在读旧约的时候。
Think about it when you're reading the Old Testament next time.
我们或者第二次再来看这个书。
I hope you read it every year.
我希望你们每一年都能够读过一次。
Just keep reading.
就是这样读。
You will find that in the Old Testament, sometimes you will hear or you will read about the priests.
你在旧约里面你听到关于这祭司。
They ministered to the Lord.
他们在哪里侍奉神。
What about us today?
我们今天,
are we priests?
我们是不是祭司?
If we're born of God, we are all priests.
如果我们重生得救了, 我们都是祭司。
The veil in the temple has been torn apart.
在圣殿里面, 那个幔子已经分成两
半。 And the place, that most holy place that was so restricted before, now has been exposed to all of us.
那个至圣所本来是禁区, 现在我们谁都能够进去。
And it's in the secret place
在这隐秘处
that we learn to minister to the Lord.
我们在隐秘处学习侍奉神。
How do you minister to the Lord?
你怎么向神？
That's a question.
这是一个问题。
You need to ask the Lord when you go to the secret place.
你要去问神，当你进入这个隐秘处。
We minister to him by blessing him.
我们在这个隐秘处，我们侍奉他，我们称颂他。
David said in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times.
大卫在诗篇三十四篇说我无时无刻称颂我的
His praise shall continually be in my mouth
我口中不禁止所有的赞美
In the Old Testament it was only for the priests
在旧约只有祭司可以这样侍奉
But now it's for us
那今天是给我们说
We can learn to minister to the Lord
我们可以学习侍奉神
What a wonderful thing
He's
waiting for this.
他在等候
He's longing for this.
他在等候
And
somehow,
as we learn to minister to him, we find that we are the ones that are blessed.
So, 当我们学习去侍奉神的时候，你发现是我们得祝福了。
I have another question.
我又有另外一个问题给你。
Don't answer it.
也不用你回答。
All my questions today are ones that you should not answer.
我今天所有的问题你都不用回答。
Just answer it in your heart.
你在心中回答。
What did you bring to the gathering this morning?
你带了什么来？当今早晨来这里聚会。
Did you bring your Bible?
有带你的圣经吗
？I hope you remember your glasses.
希望你带了你的放大镜。
Did you bring your handbook? Your handbag?
你有没有带你的皮包
？Did you forget anything?
你有没有忘记带什么
？What did you bring?
你带了什么
？I want to tell you what you brought.
我愿意告诉你你带了什么。
You brought the measure of Christ that you have in your spirit.That's what you brought.
每个重生得救的都有基督在我们里面，所以我们带着那一份来到聚会中。
You could not bring anything more.
你不会带太多。
And you did not bring anything less.
你也没有带太少。
You brought the measure of Christ that you have inside of you.
你就带，就你基督在你里面有多少，就是那多少带来。
That measure can be enlarged.
这个基督在我们里面可以增加的。
Or it can shrink.
你也可以缩小。
If we commit ourselves to have this time of fellowship with the Lord every day,
如果我们愿意有个时间每天跟主有交通
He will meet us in the secret place.
他会跟我们在这里秘书相遇。
He will speak to us.
他会对我们说话。
He will bless us.
他会祝福我们。
He will enlarge our capacity for Him.
他会增加我们的心胸，给他
He will fill us with His joy and with His life.
他会用他的快乐 与生命充满我们。
And when we gather with the brothers and sisters,
当我们与弟兄姊妹相聚
we will be overflowing.
我们就充满了。
Yeah, our cup will be running over.
我们的福杯满溢。
Now, there's something very wonderful that happens when we gather together.
你知道每一次我们相聚一起聚会。
I know, I've heard some people one week and a few months ago told us, we don't gather with anybody. We're Christians, but we don't gather with anybody.
我们过去听到有些在不久之前有人说我们是基督徒，但我不跟任何人聚会。
Well, it's so important to gather with the brothers and sisters.
非常重要是。
Because there's something that happens.
因为有事情发生。
We all go through various things in our lifetime.
我们在一生里面经过许许多多不同的事。
And some days are more difficult than other days.
有一些时间是比较困难的。
For all of us.
我们每个都这样子。
Now I'm looking at this couple that are going to be married very soon.
看着这准新郎新娘。
And this is going to be one of the most wonderful days of their life.
这个在他们一生中一个最美妙的日子。
Really, your wedding day is one of the most wonderful days in your life. It was in my life.
在我生命里面也是哈，这个我们结婚的那一天是我们一生中其中一个最奇妙的日子。
And some days are wonderful.
有些日子非常。
And we hope and these brothers and sisters are going to try to make that a wonderful day for you.
我希望我们弟兄姊妹那一天给带给你们一个最美妙的一天。
Some days are wonderful.
有些日子非常。
Some days are very difficult.
有些日子非常困难。
And the Bible tells us some days are evil.
圣经说有些日子是邪恶的。
And so we're all going through different things.
So 我们都经过不同的事。
And maybe somebody this morning has come to the meeting, and you've had a very difficult week.
或者今天早晨大家来聚会，你这个礼拜过得很困难。
And maybe you really suffered in various ways. Maybe from the enemy. Maybe from your workers at work. That the world. I don't know. But sometimes we do. We suffer various things.
或者你这个礼拜受了一些苦，或者是同事工作，或者从仇敌来的。
And sometimes we're just down. We don't even know always why, but we're just pressed down by circumstances in our life.
有时候经过周遭的环境，我们就很沮丧，也不知道为什么，就是很沮丧。
And you come to the meeting.
当你来到聚会
，and you're feeling that way.
你也还就是这样的感觉。
And the brothers and sisters begin to sing.
当弟兄姊妹开始唱歌
begin to worship the Lord.
开始敬拜神
we can begin to praise God.
开始去赞美神
maybe somebody gives a testimony.
或者有个人给一个见证
or somebody reads a scripture.
读一个圣经节
and before you know it, something's happening to that person who was so down.
就在你还不知道的时候，那个很沮丧的那个人
they begin to feel better.
他会感觉好
begin to feel encouraged.
他开始被鼓励了
Why?
为什么呢
because something's happening.
The
Holy Spirit is working. He's taking the life of Christ from the ones who have been overflowing and he's imparting that life to that one that's suffering and so downcast.
So 他就从某个肢体身上的基督因为他已满意了能够移到有需要的肢体上。
And the Bible calls this being edified.
这个就是叫做造就。
Or being built up.
被建立
and we never know when we as an individual will need that.
我们一个人我们不知道我们需要。
I remember a testimony of one brother who came to a meeting. He was a leader. And he came to a meeting. He was sick. He was just not feeling good.
有一个在一个聚会中的一个带领的弟兄他来到聚会他在生病。
He made it to the meeting.
他还是到了聚会。
And another brother came up and hugged him.
有另外一个弟兄来就是拥抱他。
And the Lord healed him.
神就医治他了。
Just like that.
就是这样。
Nobody prayed for him.Nobody prayed for him.
没有为他祷告。
It was the life of Christ.
那是主的生命。
Imparted from the brothers and sisters to one another.
从弟兄姊妹各个肢体供应到其他人。
This is an amazing thing.
一个很奇妙的事。
And this is what God does when we gather together.
所以就是当我们聚在一起，神就。
Now imagine.
想一想。
If none of us have a secret place,
如果我们都没有一个隐秘处
none of us have a sanctuary,
我们都没有一个圣
and we never spend any time there,
我们也从来
and we all come to the meeting weak,
我们每个来到聚会
and downcast,
就非常弱非常
and so needy,
大家都有需要
what's going to happen?
那有什么
the enemy will sit on us,
仇敌就坐在我们上面
we'll have a feeling of death,
我们在这里就好像
but if we're spending time in the secret place,
如果我们有人愿意在隐秘处走过
God has been working in us,
如果在我们里面工作也对我们说话
and filling us
充满我们
And we're encouraged.
And
we come to this meeting.
And
we have a testimony.
Yes,
I was encouraged this morning at the Lord's table.
我今天在主的桌前,
because I had to put my running shoes on to pray.
我是今天穿着我的运动鞋,
so many people were praying.
这么多人在祷告,
so I want to encourage the young people too in the Lord's table time. Just lift your heart to the Lord and pray. Thank you. Yes, you can say a short prayer. But thank you. And how will you learn to do this?
你怎么学呢?
In the secret place.
就在你的隐秘处.
It's so important.
这么重要.
So this is my burden.
这就是我的负担.
That every one of us here
每一个人在座,
today
今天,
will make a contract with the Lord
跟主签一个合同,
and say, Lord,
主啊,
I believe what he says is true.
我相信你在这里讲的是对的。
But Lord, you know I can't do this by myself.
主啊, 你知道我一个人做不到。
And he doesn't want us to do it by ourselves.
主不要我们就一个人去做。
But by your grace,
在你的恩典中,
I want to establish my own sanctuary.
我愿意在我家里建立这个圣所。
And I want to go there every day.
我愿意每天都去哪里。
Oh Lord, would you enable me to do that?
你能不能帮助我?
Would you remind me?
你能不能提醒我?
Would you pressure me so that I do it?
你能不能给我一些压力,
if you say that to the Lord,
如果你愿意这样对主说,
the Lord will enable you to find the time to do this.
主会给你找到时间这样做,
it's so important.
非常的重要,
for every one of us,
我们每一个,
our life in God depends on it.
我们在神里面的生命是靠着。
What should we pray for when we go there?
我们到了那里，我们祷告什么？
Pray for your family.
为你的家人祷告。
Pray for your country.
为你的国家祷告。
Pray for your city.
为你的城市祷告。
Pray for God's testimony.
为了神的见证祷告。
You know that God wants to have a testimony in every community.
神愿意在每一个区、每一个聚会里面都有神的见证。
And he wants that testimony to be conformed to his image.
他希望每个见证都是为了建立他的形象。
We can pray the way Jesus told us to pray in this prayer that we read this morning.
我们可以照着耶稣教我们的祷告这样祷告。
We can go to the secret place.
进入这个隐秘处。
And we can say,
我们可以说,
Oh God,
神啊,
I've come here today to hallow your name, to honor your name.
我来到你这里，我要尊你的名为圣。
I remember working in the factory in Canada.
我记得我还在工厂，在加拿大工厂工作的时候。
And many times I would hear men and women take the name of the Lord in vain.
我发现很多我周围的同事随便用主的名。
You know this happens out there in the world.
你这个世界上面用主的名随便用的。 那个伤到我。
But we can go into that secret place.
让我们进到这个隐秘处。
And we can say, Lord,
我们的主啊,
your name is great.
你的名好的吗？没有一个名字像你的名。
I hallow your name.
我尊你的名为圣。
I hide myself in your name.
我把我自己隐藏在你的名字下。We
can go there and say, Lord,
我们可以到那里说主啊,
let your kingdom come.
因为你的国度降,
bring your kingship into my life, reign in me.
把你的王权带到我的生命中来。
We can go there. That's what Jesus said.
这是耶稣说的,
thy kingdom come, oh Lord.
主啊,
here we are, and your kingdom is not come yet. Oh, let it come.
主,
let your will be done in this world, in this earth.
愿你的旨意行,
and we think about what's happening in heaven. The will of God is being done there. They're gathered around the throne of God. And they're worshiping and adoring the Lord. And we can join them. We can join them every day. And God wants us to join them every day. And then we can go there to that secret place. And just one person with God. We can say to the Lord,
我们可以跟主说,
Lord, thine is the glory.
愿你的荣耀,
the kingdom is yours.
国度属于你,
the power is all yours.
全能力都属于你,
and the glory is all yours.
荣耀也是,
and we make that as a declaration.
我们愿意这个成为一个宣告,
and when you do,
当你愿意这样做,
remember,
你记住,
the devil will hear you.
And
he'll have to flee.
他一定要逃的,
the principalities will hear you.
And the
other powers will hear you.
But
God will hear you.
但神也听到,
and God will work.
神会做,
we need to have corporate prayer.
我们需要一个团体的祷告,
we have to have prayer meetings.
But
remember,
要记住,
you can only bring to the corporate prayer meeting what you gained in your own personal sanctuary.
除非你在有个人跟神的祷告, 你才会带着丰富到了祷告聚会。
I want to tell you a story in closing.
最后我要告诉大家一个故事。
How important it is to pray.
这个多重要, 我们祷告的多重要。
There was a missionary
有一个宣教士,
in Africa.
在非洲。
He was from Michigan.
从, 密斯根州,
his whole home church was in Michigan.
他是在这边,
and every he worked in a clinic in somewhere in some country in Africa. I think he was a doctor. And every 2 weeks,
每两个礼拜,
every 2 weeks he had to ride, he took his bicycle and he would ride for 2 days into a village, and there he would go to the bank and get some money and buy some medicine. And take another 2 days to come back to the place where he was serving. After the first day, he would camp in the jungle for the night, and then he would get up and go on into the village. On this one time when he went into the village, there were two men that were fighting. And one of them was hurt pretty badly, and he began to minister to this man. And talked to him about the Lord. And then he left him and he went and bought his medicine. He went to the bank and he went and bought his medicine. He started on his journey back. And he arrived back in the village. Everything was okay.
好,回去,
2 weeks later, he made the trip again.
两个礼拜后,
and when he came into, after sleeping in the jungle overnight, and he came into this town, and this man that he had ministered to, who had been beat up, this man met him in the town.
当他在森林过了一夜，他进到村这个小镇里面，就遇到他曾经跟他传福音的那一位。
And he told him this story. The man told him this.
这个人被打伤的人告诉他一个故事。
When you were here 2 weeks ago,
他说两个礼拜前,
myself and my friends, we knew that you had money and drugs, and we were going to follow you. We followed you into the jungle. We were going to kill you, and take all your money and your drugs.
他说我知道你有钱的，啊，你也有药，所以我们准备。 跟着你再回到森林里面，我们就要抢你。
And we followed you into the jungle.
当我们回到这个森林,
and there were 26 men surrounding you.
有26个人,男人围绕着你。
Who were they?
他们是谁?
And the missionary said, I was alone. There was nobody else with you.
那个宣教士说, 我是自己一个人。
No, you weren't alone, the man said.
那个人说, 没有啊,你不是一个人。
It wasn't only me, but the others saw these 26 men surrounding you.
不止我看见,
and so we didn't attack you, we left and went back to the village and left you because of these men.
我们就没有攻击你,啊,我们就回到村庄里面去了,
well, the missionary tried to convince them that he was alone.
这个宣教士,
but he went back.
希望告诉他我是一个人了,
he went back to his village and served, and then eventually he came on a furlough back to Michigan.
所以他后来他有一个假期, 他就回到密西根州了。
And he was telling this story with the church group that had sent him as a missionary. He was telling them this story.
他回到他聚会的这个教会里面,
as he was telling them the story about these 26, this man that said there were 26 men surrounding him, as he was telling this story, one man jumped up in the meeting and asked him and said, can you tell us when was that? What was the day and the time that that happened?
当他讲说有26个人围绕着他的时候，会中里面有个弟兄站起来，你特别想说那是什么时候？
So the missionary told him the day.
然后宣教士讲那一天。
And then this man,
那这个人,
told the missionary and the congregation what happened. On that day, this man said, it was night in Africa, and it was morning here. And I was going golfing. And as I began to golf and putting the ball, I felt in my heart this strong urge to pray for you. And it wouldn't leave me. I felt this tremendous urge to pray for you. So I called a bunch of men to gather in the meeting place in the church building to come and pray. Now, would all those men stand up? And the missionaries counted the men.
那么宣教士就数有几个?
26 men.
26.
With God,
在神,
nothing is impossible. Why is it so important to have a sanctuary? Because Jesus said to do it. Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹,
you can pray when you're riding your bicycle. You can pray when you're doing your housework. You can pray wherever you are. And you should. And I should. But remember what Jesus said. When you pray, go into your room, shut the door. I believe he was saying, do this every day. Because he tells us in the prayer after, O Lord, give us this day our daily bread. Do we need to eat every day? Of course we do. We need to have a sanctuary where we go every day. God is waiting for us
there.
I hope that every one of us, maybe many of you, maybe all of you already do this. I don't know. Remember, you didn't tell me. But if every one of us will establish this, I think of no greater thing for this married couple to do than to establish this sanctuary at the very beginning of your married life.
对将新人来说，最好在一结婚的时候就有这样的生活。
And if all of us do it by the grace of God,
如果每一个都靠着主的恩典,
God will bless us as an individual.
神会对我们个人何等的祝福,
God will bless the church.
神也会祝福,
God will bless the world.
神也会祝福这个世界。
Amen. Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, thank you for your word.
主啊，谢谢你的话。
Send your word into us.
把你的话赐给我,
be our enabling to do this.
给我们有这样的能力,愿这样做,
may we do it for the glory of God. We thank you and we ask it together in Jesus' precious name.
我们谢谢你,从在这里奉你的名祷告,
Amen. Amen.
聚会就到此, 如果有什么愿意看的话, 我们今天就